Brian Helsworth at the Missouri Capitol here in Jefferson City with State Representative Holly Rader. There's about an hour left in the session, Representative Rader, as you and I record this. I was in your office on December 1st when you filed PDMP. I interviewed you. It seems like yesterday, an hour to go, you tell me the bill is dead.
It is. You know, we certainly got so much further than we have gotten in all of the years. And so I remain hopeful. I remain hopeful that we're going to be able to do this for Missouri and Missouri families. But there is no chance for this year.
You're hopeful. Was it the changes in the Senate that did it in? And without going, I know you can't go into a lot of details, but they amended your bill that passed. Was that the final thing that killed it?
You know, they did. And so we came out of the conference committee with an excellent bill.
Sure.
And truly one of, if we could have gotten this bill passed today, it would be one of the strongest PDMPs in the country. And so I'm very proud of what we came out of conference with. It has a two-year purge, rolling purge.
Sure.
But then it also has the gun protections where no state, federal, or local authority can use it to prevent someone from obtaining or owning a firearm. Excellent protections in it, all Schedule 2 through 4, but it also has that physician mandate, prescriber mandate to look at the program before they prescribe. Now, all states have passed that years later, like they passed the PDMP first and they passed the prescriber mandate at a later date. And that's what I had hoped Missouri could do. However, that was the requirement of Senator Schaaf in
right.
order for him to stand down.
Right.
And so Senator Schatz and I agreed to, to have that in there. Because to us, you know, and the physicians have all said that they want to use it,
sure.
But they came out against the mandate. And so to have the Missouri Medical Association against us, county executives, Stinger came out against us, and so you know our support just started eroding, and the county program is wonderful, and
sure.
it is very robust. However, it doesn't have some of these other protections in it, and so I still would like to see a statewide. But most importantly, I'd like to see a statewide because we need to cover all of Missourians. You shouldn't be at a loss for this type of clinical tool and protection just because of your zip code.
Sure.
And for those of us in the smaller counties that, you know, might not have the wherewithal, the people in place, the money available to be able to get on board with this, we need a state solution. And state solutions has been what works across the U.S. And so, you know, I definitely, and I know that the county folks have always supported going to a state solution, but of course they don't want to step back from a robust program.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, this program is more robust than theirs, today's conference committee report, because it has that physician mandate. But yet we lose support because of the physician
sure.
mandate. So, you know, that's legislating, and it's so disappointing. I'm
yeah.
so disappointed, and there are so many families that just really need this. And sorry, but I'm not giving up. I'm a fighter, and I know that we will get this done. We will get it accomplished. Not today, but we will.
Is it fair to say that you plan to file it again next year?
Yes, sir. And we're gonna keep working on it. And I hope that with the Medical Association, and I hope that the Pharmacy Association, and I hope that the counties, we can all come together and get something that can be passed
right.
by everyone. And my concern is that the farther we get down the road, the further the chances that we have.
Sure.
And just because the more counties that sign on, which I'm all for,
sure.
and I'm going to help
sure.
get these counties
sure.
on, because the more, the faster, the better.
Right.
But then I think that kind of tips the scale to where the counties aren't, you know, they've put so much hard work into
mm-hmm.
this, and money and time and people, to where they're not going to want to give that up.
Sure.
And so it's kind of between a rock and a hard place, but I'm not going to give up. God is still on the throne, and he's got a lot more ideas than I do.
I understand. When I'm writing my stories, I wrap up in a nutshell. You know, I'm always careful, but it kind of take on the highlights of what you said. You're disappointed. You're a fighter. You're proud of the bill. You're proud it came out with conference. You're proud of that conference bill. But in the end, your perspective is that physician mandate, basically that ended up killing the bill because Stenger and some others came out. Is all that fairly accurate?
Right. And, you know, and
the Medical Association. Yeah.
Right, the Medical Association. And, you know, and Stenger didn't. So they came out when we took the Senate bill, they came out against that. When we come out with the conference bill today, they said they still couldn't endorse it. They don't have a purge of their data.
Sure.
Ours had a 2-year purge, and you know, they're not going to endorse anything that doesn't have all the same that theirs does. But ours had the physician mandate, which you can tell, I mean, from all the states that have passed it, their outcomes are superb. I mean, they're much higher than the outcomes of the other states, but the outcomes of the other states are there. I mean, you know, it's an excellent clinical tool and program, but somehow we've got to find some middle ground. We're going to have to.
Gotcha. I know you're busy. Got to run in and vote. Anything you want to add?
No, I appreciate your coverage of this, and you've been very fair and very helpful, and I just thank you guys for all of your support.